One of the little kids cried because he missed his mom. He was scared without her, but he trusted me too.
It's easy for little kids to get scared without their mom or dad, but do you trust your Heavenly Father when you're scared? Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're all listening today. As always, my name is Zach. When I was really little, I remember being so afraid when my parents would drop me off at Sunday school. I was worried they would forget to pick me up. But they always came back, and I learned to have a great time with the other kids at church. I just needed to trust my mom and dad. In the same way, you can trust God to be there for you, even when you're afraid and worried. Remember, he'll never let you down. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Give all your worries to him because he cares for you." And now our story for this Sunday. It's entitled, Trusting a Good Teacher. 12-year-old Scarlett was so excited about helping her mom in the 2s and 3s Sunday school class. Eagerly standing by the classroom door, Scarlett watched for the little ones to come. Most of the children came in with smiles on their faces. However, not all of them had such an easy time. Missing her mom, little Mesa cried and cried long after her mother had gone into church, staying stiff as a log in Scarlett's arms. After a while, Scarlett gently put the little girl down and offered her a toy. Now only sniffling, Mesa angrily turned away and refused to play for most of Sunday school. A little while later, Miles, a toddler Scarlett often played with, arrived. He cried and cried, but instead of going stiff in Scarlett's arms, he wrapped his arms around her neck as she rocked him back and forth. After a few minutes, he was ready to play with his favorite toy truck, and soon after that, he began to play with the other children. "So, are you enjoying working in children's church?" Scarlett's mom asked her later that afternoon. "Yes, I like it a lot," Scarlett said. "The kids are so cute. I love playing with them and telling them about Jesus during Bible time." Mom smiled. "You know, as much as God uses us to teach children about him, I'm amazed at how much they teach me about my relationship with God. Often, I'm like how Mesa was today. When I'm sad, afraid, or confused, I turn away from God, much like how she hurried away from you. I forget that God shows his love for us by comforting us in our distress. Jesus saved us from our sins so that he could be with us every moment of every day. The Bible uses words like shelter and stronghold and refuge to say that God cares for us and promises to be a safe place for us." "That means we should be more like Miles, shouldn't we?" asked Scarlett. Mom nodded. "He knew he could trust us as his teachers, and he clung to you and cried when he was scared about coming to Sunday school. Then he was able to enjoy all we had planned for him. If we trust God and come to him when we're sad or afraid, we can experience the peace he promises." So how about you? Do you ever have trouble trusting God when you feel sad or upset? Do you run away from him when things get difficult or scary? Remember that God is faithful and promises to be with you through every difficulty you face. He wants to comfort you so you can experience his peace, rest, and joy. So go to him when you feel sad or afraid, and he will be your safe place. Our key verse is found in the Psalms, chapter 36, verse 7.
"How precious is your unfailing love, O God! All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings."
And our key thought for Sunday, let God comfort you. Find treasure hidden in the Keys for Kids devotions for a chance to win a treasure chest this summer. Join the Word with Zach treasure hunt and follow the clues each week to discover treasure from God's Word. Join the search at keysforkids.net and tap treasure hunt. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.